Hey, it's Ben and Kelly today on the podcast. Stick around for the end of this story.
I devoured a half-eaten slice of pizza that I found in a dumpster.
Dumpster pizza, delicious.
Kelly was dropping some sick rhymes with missed connections.
You can't mess with my flow.
We had a listener who stole a cat. Stupid facts of the day, set of the bar stories, and a lot more.
Yeah, sorry, you're not going to look the same way at mosquitoes. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
I had one of those moments yesterday where I thought to myself, I still got it with my wife.
Oh, great.
Where made her laugh.
Just like Jason's wife.
I made her laugh twice, you know, like legitimately. And I was like,
yeah,
you know, you kind of feel good. You're like, yeah, I still got it. So
you didn't get hit on. You just made her laugh.
Yeah, no, I was... I had come home and you know, we were kind of talking about dinner, and I was like, well, I've had a big food day. And she was like, yeah. I was like, well, I had two brats for breakfast.
Whoa.
I had pizza for lunch.
Wait a second. Where did the brats come from?
I brought them.
Oh.
I brought them for lunch, but I wound up eating them for breakfast.
Yeah.
Because I remembered that we had a pizza, like sort of like luncheon get together yesterday afternoon. So I was like, all right, well, I'll just eat my lunch now because I'm going to have pizza later.
Right.
And so thinking about like what I ate yesterday, I had a heavy food day.
Yeah.
I had two brats for breakfast.
Wow. That's aggressive.
I know. I had pizza for lunch.
Yeah.
Then I had half a cheeseburger, potato salad,
wow,
macaroni salad.
Whoa.
And a donut for dinner.
A donut? That's a wild card.
And then I went for a run and she asked me how my run went. I was like, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And I kind of explained everything and she laughed. And so I was like, you know what? I still got it.
Still got it.
I've got
my shenanigans. Still make her laugh.
I am still able, after all these years.
That's great.
To make her... Do you think about... I don't necessarily think about what I eat on a day-to-day basis. Like, I try to eat healthy for the most part.
Sure.
But yesterday, I took inventory after my run, and I was like, man, I just feel like dirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what did I... It started with two brats.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty easy to connect the dots.
I started with two brats.
On that.
And then, yeah, I had just a small pizza, but I didn't eat all of it. I had a half of a small pizza.
Because hashtag restraint.
Yeah.
Mm.
Then, yeah, when I got home, I literally said, no, I don't want too much. I've already had a lot today.
Yeah.
And then
I filled my quota.
Yeah. And then my daughter couldn't finish her cheeseburger, so
I'm
like,
don't want to let that go to waste.
I'm not just going to give it to the dog,
right? Oh,
so that was my dinner.
That's great.
It was one of the, like, I don't know if you've ever had one of those days where you're just sitting there going,
ooh,
man,
I can't even know the bot.
Why did I eat all that?
Yeah, I sit there and think about that. I mean, and it's a really old reference, but this movie scene was engraved in my brain from a very young age.
Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me?
No, not that one.
With Fat Bastard?
No, oh. The Meaning of Life, where the guy in the restaurant...
Oh, are you talking about
explodes.
Like Monty Python?
Monty Python!
That is a very old reference.
It's a really old reference, but look it up, because that's exactly what comes to my brain, because he just... It's a really, really over... like, comically cartoonish,
so
large
man,
and he's like, I can't eat another bite, and they bring him a wafer, and then the waiter runs
and
dives over the wall,
yeah,
and the guy explodes all over everyone in the restaurant.
So I was thinking this morning, you know, as I'm getting up, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to be a little bit more conscious about what I'm eating today to kind of try
for the health. What'd you bring?
Balance everything out. Well, I've already had some like Belvita breakfast biscuits. I had some of those.
I feel like you're already losing.
If you're
breaking open food before 6 a.m., I feel like you're losing the game.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm up at 3:30, so, you know, it's been 2.5 hours.
Mm.
Get a little coffee and a little biscuit and whatever.
You have to think about the long game, though.
Yeah, I know. And I do have the rest of my pizza So I'm going to have that. So already I am kind of losing.
Yeah.
Because I could have brought fruit.
Right. Not apples.
And
please.
I didn't.
Makes you gassy.
Well, so do bananas, but whatever.
That's great.
Yeah, so I didn't do any of that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I try to get to 8 o'clock.
Is that just...
That's kind of like my magic number, to where, like, if I'm eating before that, I feel like, oh, I'm going to be a fatty today.
Is that... Oh, okay. So it's just something that you've realized about your own,
yes,
like, body. It's,
yes,
not, like, any sort of, like, health thing that you're trying to accomplish.
No, I feel like, yeah, if I'm breaking the seal for the stomach before 8, I'm going to eat too much.
Mm.
That's going to set me way back.
Yeah, I typically will eat early, like before 6.
Mm.
Sometimes it's 2 brats.
That is, wow. That's and that's, you probably don't even warm them up. You just eat them cold.
No, I did.
You?
I did warm them up. I did.
Because you're the king of just eating cold food, cold leftovers, and I can't do that either. I cannot.
I do that.
Wow.
All right. Anyways.
That's fun.
Feeling good today.
Great.
I've already got...
You're running on coffee and biscuit energy.
That's
right now.
Coffee and biscuits right now.
I'm empty.
Okay. Feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So this is kind of an interesting story.
Hmm.
Of a cat that, you know, went to the vet to get the little snip snip.
Okay.
And he decided, you know what? I'm not going to stick around any longer.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to blow this popsicle stand. Deuces. I'm out. And he, over a couple of days, ran 3 miles to get home.
He was able to pop that cage open, and he sprung out of there, and he was gone in seconds. Coming back from there, he has to go through 2 or 3 subdivisions.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go around the lake,
yeah,
and probably 5 or 6 roads. So I was distraught and heartbroken. He needed a human touch, you know, and that's what he got.
Wow, that's pretty cool that he was able to find his way back home.
Yep, that's his owner, Bob. He and the shelter staff searched nearly a week.
Mm-hmm.
For George, and then he turned up, curled up in his favorite chair in the carport.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm back, Daddy. I did not like that place. I do not know why you took me there. They did things to me, and I did not want to stick around and see what else they were going to snip.
That's right.
If they are looking to do a sequel for Homeward Bound, George, I think, is
their
guy.
Yeah, he might have a story there.
Absolutely. You can see the story. He's an absolute cutie. Reminds me of your fat Fred.
Yeah, my fat Fred. It was the anniversary of him a year ago. He was on his adventure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Out in the wild for a month.
You can see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Memorial Day weekend is this weekend. And
snuck up on us.
I know, it did kind of. And it's not like the last weekend of the month, which is a little bit odd. Because typically, I always think of Memorial Day weekend being the last weekend.
And it's considered the official kickoff of summer.
Right, right. But
kids are still in school.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like our kids are getting out like a week later than typical.
Well, that's not where I'm going with this.
Oh.
Okay. No, I was just going to say the Indianapolis 500 is this weekend. Mm. And there is something new. And that is the fact that the Wienermobile is racing in the Indianapolis 500. They're doing the Weenie 500.
That's fantastic.
And so it's going to be, it's kind of like the Derby where there's a race before the race, you know?
Yeah.
So
do they have a bunch of other like mascot mobiles?
No, it's just going to be the entire Wienermobile fleet.
Oh, there's
all 6 vehicles.
I didn't realize there were 6 of them.
Have gathered for the, I guess, the first time in a decade. So there's the Shy Dog, which represents the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Dog, obviously East Coast. Slaw Dog, Southeast. Another one that represents the Southwest. A Chili Dog that represents the South. The Seattle Dog represents the Northwest.
Are you also today years old when you realized there were different Wienermobiles?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like it was, I thought it was the same one because it is... Oh, yeah.
There's a hype video for it.
Oh, of course there is.
6 Wienermobiles. 1 iconic track.
Wow.
The Weenie 500.
Yes.
So, yeah, they are, I guess, going to be racing one another. Now, the hype video is made with AI, so it's not like they are really out on the track. But
oh, gotcha.
But yeah.
But so, they're imagining what that's going to look like.
Yeah, but they are going to actually do it, apparently.
Okay.
So the race is going to happen on Friday.
How long is that going to take you?
2 o'clock. I don't know if they're going to do 500 miles that's what the Indianapolis 500 represents. It represents driving 500 miles.
No, I feel like they're just going to let them go around once, right? Well, we just let them go around once.
I would have to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one time around and that's it. And that's it. So
just to be fair, it sounded like they were all going to look different. No, different names. They look exactly the same.
They all look the same, but they just have like a different decal on the side of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they all look like the Wienermobile that you know and love.
Right.
Just there would be a decal on the side of each one that would make it represent the different sections of the United States.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
All right. So as we're heading into Memorial Day weekend, the Indianapolis 500, know that there is
the Weenie 500.
Yes, the Weenie 500.
Get hype.
Coming up, we'll play a game, Real or Fake Products. On the way next on 99.7 DJX. So my algorithm over the weekend popped this product up and I was like, no, this can't be real. Turns out it was. So I thought, you know what? Figured I'd make it a little game out of it. All right, Kelly?
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll play a game called Real or Fake. I'm going to toss you some products. You just tell me whether or not these products are real.
Or if you made them up.
Or if they were made up. Yes.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
First one, solar-powered nightlight.
That sounds false.
A solar-powered nightlight?
Yeah.
Is false.
Yeah. Logistically speaking, I don't think that could happen.
Correct. See, you've...
See, I'm smarter than the average bear.
You've already got the hang of it. All right, real or fake, this product, doggles.
Doggles?
Yeah, be like goggles for dogs.
For dogs.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like that could be real.
You think that's real?
That could be real.
CNBC caught up with inventor Ronnie DeLulo, who told her story. When her border collie Midnight missed a frisbee throw, she thought the sun might have been to blame, so she invented doggles.
There you go.
All right.
Real.
Look at that.
Real or fake, inflatable coffee mug.
Inflatable coffee mug.
Yeah. Something that you can just inflate with your mouth and then pour coffee in.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work either. I think that's fake.
I mean, that could be handy for campers, people who go backpacking.
It could be, but I have a vision in my mind of what I think that is, and it doesn't sound like it would work very well.
You're right. It's false. That's right. Here we go. Next one. Real or fake product, butter stick. It's a butter in sort of like a twist up, sort of like glue stick like applicator.
Oh, kind of like a glue stick. Okay. I think that's probably, that sounds like it could be real.
That could be real?
Yeah.
It is.
The ID butter stick. The better way to butter. No more icky sticky knives that butcher your bread.
Yes.
With ID's smartly designed reusable butter stick, simply twist and spread.
Twist and spread.
Twist and spread.
Listen, I like spray butter. I might try that.
I was going to say, you are a fan
this
of
is
every...
right up my alley.
All sorts of fake butter you are in.
Yes.
If it's fake butter, you are all for it.
Give me glue stick butter. I love it.
And of course, the infomercial has people struggling to spread butter on bread with a knife.
Because it's too hard. And it makes a hole in the bread.
It's so difficult.
I'll just ruin my breakfast.
Yeah. All right. Real or fake, the following products, have they been patented? Have they been launched? Or is it just made up? A reverse microwave. It takes food and it freezes it.
Huh. Gonna say that's probably made up.
You think it's fake?
Yes, but your face tells me differently.
No, it's fake.
Okay,
I got a little nervous. I'm like, ow, all right. Because I don't think anybody really needs anything to freeze that quickly, right?
By the way, we did get fact-checked on the solar-powered nightlight I thought was fake. Apparently, it is real. Someone sent us a screenshot of the light bug, the solar-powered nightlight. It literally, for $14.95.
Do you have to set it outside first and then bring it in at night?
I guess so.
That's redonkulous.
Yeah, yeah. So,
are people buying it?
So I take that back. I take that back.
Wow.
All right, one more. Real or fake? Motorized ice cream cone. A cone that rotates the ice cream for you so you don't have to turn it while eating because, again...
Because real lazy?
So difficult.
Oh, yes. So difficult to so, twist with your hand.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say that has to be fake because we're not that dumb, right?
we're not that dumb, she says.
No one would buy that, right?
No, sorry. That is a real thing.
What?
That is a real thing. In fact, Kathy Lee and Hoda tried it out a couple years ago.
Ice cream cone. July is National Ice Cream Month. This is $9.99 available at BaronBob.com. Takes two AA batteries, not included, of course, removable dish.
Should I do it?
There's a removal, yeah. So there's a removal of the dish.
You know what it is? It's for really lazy people.
Watch.
Yes!
You don't even have to work.
Hoda said
1,000%.
Yeah, she said this is for really lazy people.
Yes.
1,000%.
So we're spending $9.99 and then we have to buy batteries for it.
Yeah, then you have to buy batteries.
You could just hold it in your hand and twist. Come on, people.
Yeah, there you go.
I need to know how many... actually bought that. How many were sold?
Well, enough for it to be an actual product. So
and
there
to make
you go.
It on the Today Show. Wow.
Real or fake? You did pretty good, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, we had to take one of my wins away because solar nightlights are a thing.
Yeah. Apparently, I didn't research that well enough because solar powered nightlights.
You thought you were making it up.
Are a real thing. Yeah. Exactly. Someone else had already beat me to it and created it. So. There you go. A real or fake game, 99.7.
It's got a lot of great reviews. 48 people liked it.
DJX. Which one?
The light bug.
Oh, yeah.
It's a light bug.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It's time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, AI can be useful. It can be useful for your job, but it shouldn't do your job for you.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. It's
sure.
Like ChatGPT doing your homework. Can't do that either.
Yeah, you could get burned. You could actually wind up as this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught using AI when you're a reporter for a reputable newspaper, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
I saw this all over yesterday. It was the Chicago Sun-Times. Now, they didn't do like a hard news piece. It was just like
it was a fluff.
It was a best of summer reading section.
Okay.
Like, hey, these are some books that you should check out this summer when you read.
So maybe somebody asked ChatGPT, hey, give me a list of books to read.
Yeah. However.
And it's like instantly, like, there you go. And like, oh, okay, copy, paste.
However, the writer, Marco Buscaglia, admits he didn't fact check the AI.
Oh, wow.
So it was giving real authors, but it was like, books that were Tidewater or The Last Algorithm. And those aren't real books by these authors.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Oh, wow. They're not even real books.
So it's a good reminder that if you're using AI or, you know, Grok or ChatGPT or any of those sorts of AI engines, right?
Double check
that
work.
They just search the internet for things and bring it to you. They don't fact check.
No.
That's your job.
It's instantaneous. It doesn't have the time to fact check.
No, exactly. Wow. So, yeah, again.
Oh, bless his heart. He was just like, you know what? I'm under a deadline.
Yeah, probably.
I got to get done and get it in ASAP.
It was probably one of those things where maybe he got thrown on his plate where it was like, hey, this canceled. We need you to whip this up. And he's like, oh, all right, you know, AI, maybe they can send me in a direction, whatever. And then just didn't fact check it and put it to print.
He couldn't even, like, check out, hey, what are the highest selling books right now? Like, New York Times bestseller list.
Even
Amazon bestseller list.
That's fine. Even if he would have, he still would have needed to fact check it because ChatGPT still can throw in randoms that aren't real.
Right. What I'm saying is instead of ChatGPT, actually check those reputable lists of actual books that are selling.
Sure, Sure. I mean, all that he could have done.
He could have done.
Yes.
That would be my first like thought to check those. All right, well, let's see what's selling.
But that's why this is a setting the bar story, Kelly.
Bless his heart.
If he would have done that, we wouldn't be talking
you
about this.
You work at the Chicago Sun-Times.
I know.
Are you supposed to? Like, this feels like this is college intern kind of mistakes.
Right, exactly. I mean, he had to own up to it.
Professional.
He had to own up to it. He's like, oopsies. Yeah. It's embarrassing.
I thought the assignment was, what titles sound like good summer books?
Exactly. They could be good.
Idea starters for summer books.
So again, AI can be good. It can be a tool. It can help you.
Yeah.
Just shouldn't do your job for you.
Right. Oh, you might be found out.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught using AI when you're a reporter for a reputable newspaper, you're doing okay.
Poor Marco.
That's your Saturday the Bar story. You know, when you move into a new house and you are learning the neighborhood, you're meeting your neighbors, you know, you make a first impression.
Yeah, you want to make it a good first impression.
Yeah, obviously.
Hopefully you're going to get along with your neighbors.
Yeah, because it's, you know, especially if you're buying a house, it's like you guys could be neighbors for a long time.
Exactly.
For many years. And
most of the time you don't even know who you're moving in next to.
No, you don't. You don't. You're
kinda
just
rolling
like,
the dice.
You're just kind of looking at the house. You're like, yeah, this is the house I want. And then you kind of discover the people that are living around you.
Right. You don't really go knocking on the doors before you buy the house just to see what the people are like around it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You don't typically do that.
Exactly. And sometimes you luck out and your neighbors are great. Sometimes you don't even know who your neighbors are for months and months just because they never come out, or guys always miss each other. You know, I always try to like wave. Especially if I'm jogging in my own neighborhood, I'll just waver. So I'll just kind of wave just to be like, hey. And
you've occasionally borrowed things.
Yeah. So I had a neighbor next door who, they got divorced and he moved out, but I used to borrow stuff from him a lot, mostly because he just had everything.
Mm.
And so instead of go to the store and buy it, why would I do that?
Why would you do that?
When I could just borrow it from my neighbor. Now, the problem was I would sometimes forget that I would have it.
Bless your heart.
And he would then ask for it back. And I'd say, oh, yeah.
He'd remember.
He would.
He'd remember where it was.
Oh, yeah. And then I would gladly give it back to him. Because,
thank you so much again.
Yeah.
Appreciate
again,
that.
I'm not trying to, like, steal it.
So you're not the kind of borrower that gives it right back after you're done with it. You wait for them to ask for it back.
So... with a water, you know, one of those high-pressure water.
The pressure washers?
Yeah, pressure washer.
Uh-huh.
My brother-in-law had one, and I was like, oh, he's like, dude, you've got to use this. It's so satisfying. I'm like, all right, you know, I'll clean off the back patio.
Can I borrow it?
Yeah, I was like, can I borrow it? He was like, yeah. So he brings it over. We probably had it for a year. And
Benjamin Aaron Davis.
And then he was like, hey, do you still have that pressure washer?
When they're asking, hey, do you still have that? That's his passive aggressive way of saying, I know we're family, but come on, dude, it's been a year.
And then I go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring it over.
Benjamin Aaron. How does your wife not keep you more accountable on this kind of stuff?
So the fun part about that is he was like, hey, I got a deal on a pressure washer. Should I buy it for you? And I was like,
oh, now he's offering to buy you one.
And so I said, because I borrowed it several times.
Okay.
I borrowed his several times.
Benji.
And so then I was like, yeah, that's great. And so I paid him.
I was going to say, please say that you
paid him. Yeah. I paid him, changed hands, all that money changed hands, and now I have my own pressure washer.
And now he has his back,
He has his finally back. Anyways, we're all just saying, hey, we're great neighbors.
Well.
We're great neighbors.
Wow, sir. If you're having to, here's my rule, if you have to borrow something more than once, you should probably buy it.
Listen,
for yourself.
If I ever move into your neighborhood and I'm your neighbor, we're excellent neighbors. Excellent neighbors.
Yes. You're going to get a lot of use out of your own stuff. It's going to get used a lot because Ben's going to use it.
Yeah. I'll make it feel like it's loved again. Like, oh, old girl still's got it. That's right. I haven't been used in a long time, but now Ben's here. He's using it. Anyways.
Your stuff will be well loved.
So we've got a listener who has discovered
It's not even about borrowing stuff.
They messed up.
Yeah.
It's with a neighbor, and they're like, now what do we do?
This is a big oopsies.
Yeah, it is. And it's not like my bad. Here's your pressure washer back.
Nope. It's not that.
Yeah. So we'll get to that, unpack it with group therapy coming up on 99.7 DJX. Time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly could really use your help navigating a situation that's gotten a little awkward.
No, we're the people for that.
My wife and I just moved into a new house, new neighborhood, new everything.
Nice.
A couple of days after we settled in, this cat started showing up at our back door.
Mm-hmm.
Looked a little scruffy, kept mm-hmm. meowing like it was hungry or lost.
Mm-hmm.
My wife got it in her head it had to be a stray or maybe someone abandoned it when they moved.
Okay.
She felt bad for it, fed it a couple of times, and then ended up posting it on Facebook Marketplace. Don't judge us. I didn't even know people gave away pets on there.
Okay.
Someone messaged her, came and picked it up the next day.
Great.
We figured we did the right thing. Fast forward a couple of days, our next door neighbor knocks on the door and says, hey, have you guys seen our cat?
Whoops.
So yeah, we may have given away the neighbor's cat. We're freaking out a little. We don't want to start things off on the wrong foot with the people next door, especially since we just moved here. But how do we even begin to explain this without sounding like complete idiots or like we stole their pet?
Mm.
What would you guys do? Should we tell the truth? Try to get the cat back? Fake amnesia? Help us not be the worst new neighbors ever.
Okay. I have a lot of whys, but I can't really, they don't give those answers, so...
I know. When you say, what would you do? First of all, I would have started with knocking on doors at the neighbor's house. Like, hey, is this your cat?
Cats are like there are neighborhood cats all over the place.
Exactly.
Like, I wouldn't pay it any attention. I'd just be like, oh, hey, look at that kitty.
Well, and we have a Facebook neighborhood group would have also started there. Like, hey, this cat keeps showing up at our house. Take a picture of it, post it. Does this belong to any of you?
And sure, then, maybe this area doesn't have one of those.
Maybe
I don't know.
They don't. But because it says new neighborhood, new everything, new house. So maybe right. It's new construction. But still, I think I'm knocking on doors next door first.
Is it? But like, who just immediately gives away a cat that's not theirs? That's the part that I can't get my brain around.
I know. Everybody chiming in on Facebook is asking the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, you see a stray cat. Okay, great, it's a stray cat. Like, right. we have some stray cats in our neighborhood.
Yes.
But we've got a neighbor who will put stuff out for them. And we've got another neighbor who leaves their garage door open so they can kind of run in and out.
Right.
So they just kind of belong to the neighborhood and they just are running around.
But also, this would have been an amazing opportunity to meet your neighbor.
Sure.
By knocking on the door,
hey,
asking if that's their
Is
cat.
This fluffy little guy yours?
A great excuse to meet the new neighbors that way.
Instead, you gave their animal away.
Yes, yes, yes. And so several people are saying, listen, you need to message the people that took the cat. It's Facebook Marketplace. You should be able to look up, unless you've archived the conversation.
Either that or you just tell the neighbor, hey, I think this person has your cat.
Uh-huh. And they're going to be like, how do you know that?
I don't know.
I gave it to them on Facebook Marketplace.
I don't know. They came by the place and they drove away with the cat.
I feel like you need to try to message the person that took the cat on Facebook Marketplace and say, turns out it's the neighbor's cat. So sorry. Can you bring it back and see what they say? They might not do that.
I mean, they might not. They might say, hey, it's ours fair and square. More than likely, since you gave it to them, no money was exchanged.
Yeah.
So it's like the new person's like, oh, all right, my bad. I'll bring it back. I mean, I feel like that's where you got to start, right?
Hopefully. You're just hoping that the other person is going to have then, a heart
and then
and you, help you out of this and hole you, you've dug yourself.
Then you bring the cat back and say, oh my gosh.
This cat just showed up.
The cat
on the back
returned.
Porch. Look at that.
Must have had some crazy adventures.
You must have had an adventure. I heard cats do that.
All right. I don't know if you've experienced anything wild with your neighbor, something that you that could relate to this.
A
you got a story.
Valuable lesson on what not to do.
Yeah. 502-795-1997.
Let's investigate first before we just give it or sell it. Give it away.
Yeah. Love to hear your story. Coming up, group therapy. There's many problems with this group therapy where a listener gave away a neighbor's cat unknowingly on Facebook Marketplace. Now the neighbor's like, hey, have you seen my cat? And they don't know what to do. The problem, the biggest problem is they came to us in the wrong part of their saga.
Yes, they should have said, hey, Ben and Kelly, we are new to the neighborhood, and a strange little cat keeps showing up at the back door. My wife keeps feeding it, but we're just wondering what to do. And then we could have said, oh, thanks so much for contacting us. We appreciate you listening. We think that maybe you should go knock on some neighbors' doors and ask if it's their cat.
Yeah, or just keep feeding it and just leave it alone.
That's, that too.
That could have been an avenue you took, but
and then maybe a third point. Take it to the vet. See if there's a microchip.
Yeah, but no,
that's not where we're at.
We've jumped from there to I've given away the cat. Now I don't know what to do
on Facebook Marketplace.
It's funny. Sarah texted and said, "What if it's not the neighbor's cat they gave away? Like, what if they repo it from the Facebook people and take it to the neighbor and they're like, yeah, that's not ours." Because honestly, like sometimes when we were looking for our missing cat, Fred, mm-hmm. he's a fat orange tabby.
Yeah.
And there were so many people who were messaging me, hey, I think I found Fred. Hey, I think I found Fred. And they were sending us photos and we're like, oh my gosh, that looks like him. And then we'd maybe like see this cat and we're like, yeah, no, that's not him.
Mm. Gotcha. At least you had a lot of people reaching out trying to help out. Justin's like, wow, don't park in the street or these people going to be like, free car.
Wow, look, someone just left their car here. I guess maybe we could give it away on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my gosh, Genghis John says, can't help on this story, but my neighbor did dump all their mulch on my doorstep because a neighborhood cat pooped in it, and I fed the neighborhood cat. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That sounds like there are things to unpack there.
I did have a neighbor who threatened to call Metro Animal Services on our outdoor cat.
Really?
Yeah, because she was like, your cat is coming into my yard and using it as its litter box, and it's preventing me from growing flowers.
Oh, so not only are you the guy, the neighbor that borrows things and doesn't give them back unless they come back and ask for it, but yes. You're also the guy whose cat goes and uses other people's yards as a toilet.
So we were like, no, Guinness would not do that.
Oh, that is not Guinness. She is falsely accused.
She is falsely accused. She stays in our yard. She does not roam. And then probably like 6 months later, we look out the window and we're like, is that Guinness over there taking a squat? And
she's been doing it all along.
She's been doing it all along.
You defended her honor.
I did.
Oh, wow.
I was like, you son of a gun.
Oh, wow. Okay. But back to the case at hand.
Go ahead.
Tish has some advice from a 10 and a 5-year-old.
Okay.
She says, my 10-year-old says, offer the people money to bring it back. Okay, yes. Message the Facebook Marketplace person that took the cat.
Sure.
Offer them money to bring it. Say, listen, it turns out, my bad. It may have been the neighbor's cat. I'm going to need to get that back. I will pay you. And then the 5-year-old says, sue him.
Sue him. Okay. Well, hey, what's done is done. It's water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Now I think you just got to own up to it. And first try to contact Facebook Marketplace person who has the cat.
Yeah.
Then try to just get with the neighbor and say, hey, look, this is going to sound really bad, but we thought it was a stray. And there was someone on Facebook Marketplace who wanted a cat. And we were like, hey.
It looked hungry. It kept coming here begging for food.
It. Yeah.
And there were a couple of people just like, why did it take a couple of days for the neighbor to come knocking on the door to look for the cat? Okay.
Yeah, but no. That doesn't bother me because sometimes cats are just they roam.
Cats are going to cat.
Cats are going to cat, and they're going to go off, and they're going to do their thing, and maybe they looked around, but they didn't start asking neighbors for a couple of days. You know, who knows?
Leslie in Texas says, I don't know. I think wifey needs to learn better thinking skills.
All right. So anyways, that's, I think, what we should do.
That's a lesson we learned here. First of all, check with neighbors first before we start giving strange things away on Facebook Marketplace that don't belong to us.
Right. Right. So but good luck.
Yes, we asked the person on Facebook Marketplace that took the cat, hey, could you, I think I may have given away the neighbor's cat by mistake. Can you bring it back, please?
Yep.
I really appreciate it.
Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Jennifer calling us from PRP. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi there. So Jennifer's 5'3", has blonde hair, drives a Kia, and is married. So how'd you meet your husband, by the way, Jennifer?
Through a mutual friend.
Ah, sometimes Classic. That's the best way to do it.
Organic.
Yeah, it is.
Did you guys hit it off, like, immediately?
Yes.
It was meant to be.
That's
a cute story. All right. Jennifer, Kelly's going to explain how the game Little Kid Drunk Adult works.
Yeah, you're going to hear three stories. Your task is to figure out, is the star of the story little kid or drunk adult at the time?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I devoured a half-eaten slice of pizza that I found in a dumpster.
Oh, dumpster pizza?
Yep, dumpster pizza.
We're going with drunk adult over here.
Drunk adult.
I have my team with me.
Okay. All right. She's got some helpers. Okay. Drunk adult. I think, drunk adult. When you're, because I just, maybe physically being able to climb
I was gonna
into
say dumpster
the dumpster. Yes.
Seems,
and when you're you're drunk and hangry, like you're going to do anything and anything looks good.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think.
All right. So both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
What? Did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming either.
Did not see that coming.
We were really poor growing up, and sometimes after lunch, I'd still be hella hungry. And one day, I saw a pizza box behind the dumpster, and I opened it, and there was a half-eaten slice. And I was like, score!
Oh!
It was a half-eaten slice and a half-eaten pizza, which meant that there could have been some untouched slices. This was a half-eaten slice, like someone else's mouth was on it.
Poor kid. Poor kid. All right. Well, you're 0-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I was getting interviewed by the news and accidentally sneezed into the reporter's face.
No.
Wow. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sneezed in the face of the reporter.
Yeah.
I think little kid.
Little kid. Yeah, because like, and not only that, kids don't like cover their mouth all the time.
Don't.
So it's just like, ah, shit.
Yes. No.
All right. So both of you saying little kid.
Little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
What in the world is going on here? It's opposite day. Who is interviewing drunk people on the news?
Wow.
I was a drunk adult doing a random interview on St. Patty's Day. And the news reporter asked me how I was celebrating. And when I answered, I accidentally sneezed, covering the reporter's shirt and face in my own snot.
Ew, gross. Gross.
I need to kind of know what the answer was, though, to the interviewer question. Like, I'm drinking green.
You know, sometimes when those sneezes, you know,
they can surprise you.
I was going to say, they can surprise
sneak
you.
Sneak up on you.
That's right.
Bit.
Jennifer, you're doing terrible.
Yeah, no, we're not good at this game today at all. Let's 0-2.
No.
All right, Jennifer, you can redeem yourself all with this last
all
one.
All or nothing.
All right. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
Hey, I thought it would be a great idea to fill the bathtub with water and put a live duck in.
Live duck. In the bathtub.
Okay.
Okay. We've had one of each, so we can't even really play the odds here.
No.
I'm gonna say drunk adult. Yeah, drunk adult.
Yeah, I feel like the obvious answer would be little kid. Like, you need to give little
is that an obvious answer?
Probably. And then, drunk adult is unexpected.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because it's kind of been opposite day today.
It has been.
All right, so both of you saying drunk adult?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Jennifer.
I was a little kid.
No, it was the obvious answer! We got none of them right.
You both.
Zero correct.
Were terrible.
Zero correct.
Absolutely terrible.
I would always feed this one duck at the lake by my house. I realized that he would go where the food was, so I led him all the way back from the lake and into our house.
Like the Pied Piper.
Yes, little ducky ducky.
And my sister was supposed to be watching me, but she was a terrible babysitter and was somewhere else doing something else. So my mom came home from work to a duck in the bathtub.
What you got there, buddy?
Hey!
It's our new pet!
It's our pet!
It's gonna live here now! Wow.
Jennifer, it's good that we weren't playing for anything because you wouldn't have won anyways.
Well, yeah. Wow.
Oh, it's all right. Well, hey, I hope you have a fantastic day, and thank you so much for playing with us this morning.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Got zero right.
Zero. Yeah, you guys did terrible. You guys did terrible. Got to be honest.
I helped zero.
Yeah, no, you did not do anything right. All right. Hey, if you want to be the star of the show, this is what we always say. You got to send us a voice note, all right?
Yeah, we need to hear those stories. So you give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Long time ago, we had someone reach out to us and was like, hey, have you ever done this show like not sober? And for the most part, we're sober all the time.
For the most part, all the time, we're sober.
Yeah, for the most part.
For the most part.
But that got us thinking, like, what would the show sound like if we weren't? So what we do is we take conversations that we have normally on the air, and we just slow them down.
I know. I bet you didn't think that we were going to talk about eyeballs today.
Eyeballs? What was this, a stupid fact?
I don't know, probably.
I did not.
Wow, sound like we're about five marks in.
Yeah.
So there was a team at Berkeley that discovered a brand new color that you can only see if they blast your eyes with lasers.
What I'm asking.
Oh my God. It just sounds ridiculous.
Send it out.
It just sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Send it out.
Okay. Is the goal to be able to change eye color if someone wants, like, cosmetically speaking?
Valid question. It took 15 years to ask it, but valid question.
It just sounds like, you know, we're hanging out on the couch, having some margs, pondering life.
Oh. And you know what? Here's the thing. What if they go through all this trouble and the color is actually just a terrible color?
So anyways, you get the idea. You get the idea.
Oh, wow. I mean, it was kind of a dumb conversation to begin with. But then you slow it down and it sounds real dumb.
What if we did the show not sober? This is maybe what it would sound like.
Go with me on this.
Oh, God. Jeez. Jeez.
You know it's going to be a gem when it starts off like that anyway?
Okay.
I kind of have to have a choice.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if a server comes...
Oh, my God.
Spit it out.
If I order a steak.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Ordering a steak.
And it comes out on a cast iron plate.
Yeah.
And he's like, hot plate. I'm respect it.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? This sounds absolutely ridiculous.
You touch hot plates at restaurants.
Because it's a skillet.
Because it's a skillet.
dummy. You're supposed to be hot.
Look at him rolling in big brains on Kelly there.
That's right.
Right. I respect the cast iron.
Yeah. Right.
Now, the server's not saying don't touch it. The server's just saying this is a hot place.
I mean, this sounds absolutely ridiculous. Like, how are we having this conversation in real life?
Martin says, y'all are killing me.
I feel like it was always implied. You could burn your little fingers if you touch it right now, which is why I'm wearing a hot pad.
But why in my brain do I immediately think, how hot is it?
Oh, that went straight to creepy town real quick. Oh, wow.
How hot is it?
I mean, to be honest, when that conversation was unfolding in real time, mm-hmm. my brain was like, oh, this is going to be an excellent, what if we were.
It's just ridiculous conversations that we normally have on the show.
Yes.
When we slow it down, it just sounds like we're smoking something.
Something big.
Yeah. If Kelly and I did the show not sober, you want to hear from a hater? Oh, jeez.
This sounds like we're drinking our feelings.
Yeah.
This is how we grow.
This is how we grow.
This is how we grow.
I can't handle us laughing. It's stupid. They rolled into our DMs.
Okay.
All right.
All right, what's the feedback?
All caps.
All caps. Ooh.
It's just, oh,
it must be serious.
Caps. Ooh.
Ooh. A sound Kelly made when she saw a man naked for the first time.
Ooh.
All right, continuing.
Strongly worded.
Actually, shut up about these stupid feel good. I'm so tired of them SMH.
Wait.
Oh, jeez. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, well. Wait, they're hating on feel-good stories. Like, they don't want to hear the warm fuzzy, like,
yeah,
make
they
your
don't.
Day better kind of story.
Had Kelly shook. Had Kelly shook.
Like, you'd never want to use it anyways. Brand new color.
We're talking about colors.
You can't see it, though.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Jeez.
All right. I sound just as condescending slower as I do in real time.
I know, that's great.
That's great.
A color you can't see.
All right.
Stephanie says, let's rename this Bourbons with Ben and Kelly.
Yeah, right? All right, so there you go. Not sober. Segment there with your old pals Ben and Kelly.
It just reiterates what talented people we are.
Yes,
just such talent.
Such talent.
That just really puts us under a microscope, doesn't it? Though with the content, it really does.
The idiots are talking about touching hot plates when they say not to touch hot plates.
And
talking about colors you can't see. Okay, I'm gonna go get my content somewhere else. I hear Peppa Pig's having a baby, so all right. This is great. All right, there you go. It's 99.7 DJX. Sometimes you have a chance encounter with someone. You don't get a name or number, so how do you get back in touch with them?
You do a little typey-typey, Mom's Basement. You send it out to the internet. We find it and shine a spotlight on it.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection. Ladies first.
Okay.
The rapper upstairs.
The rapper upstairs.
Woman for man.
Gotcha.
So this is weird, but also kind of amazing.
Okay.
We live in the same apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
I've got long, dark hair, usually in leggings.
Okay.
I've seen you around a few times.
Gotcha.
You're tall, quiet, kind of mysterious.
Mm.
I always thought you were cute, but never had a reason to say anything.
Sure.
Then the other night I came home and heard music thumping from somewhere above me.
Oh.
At first I thought it was just another loud neighbor moment, but then I started listening.
Oh.
Like really listening.
Yeah?
You were rapping.
Okay.
About a girl.
Okay.
Hot, mysterious, ignores you, has a cat.
Okay.
Sir, is that me?
Oh, okay.
I'm 90% sure it is.
Okay.
With rhymes like, she walks in the building, legs like a warning sign, eyes straight ahead, she's always on my mind. And shorty down below with the kitty and the cold stare, acting like she don't know I'm spitting balls up in the air. It's probably something like that. It's probably exactly like that.
It's probably exactly like that.
Exactly like that.
That's fire.
I don't know whether to be creeped out or flattered, but your flow was solid. And honestly, I haven't stopped thinking about it since.
Wow.
I keep listening for another verse. Hopefully you'll drop more hints. Or maybe your unit number. If this is you and you're not a total weirdo, or at least a charming one, drop another track. Or I don't know, come say hi.
Sure.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, shit. Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up, Shouty? Shouty with the cat.
Yeah. Shouty with the cat.
From the girl downstairs, the one with the kitty and the sudden soft spot for secret rappers.
Oh, my. Okay. I hope that works out. It's...
Yeah.
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Also, I hope he releases that to radio. That sounds fire.
It was your delivery. That's what it was.
Thank you.
Man for woman, you dumped linguine in my lap and into my heart.
Oh, oopsies.
Okay, this is going to sound crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe a little saucy.
Mm.
Pun 100% intended.
I think we know what the setting is.
But I was the guy in the blue button down at your restaurant last Friday night. You were our server.
Oh.
Attractive with your hair in a bun. Mm. You were also the accidental food assassin who took me out with a full plate of linguine.
Oh, a full plate? Oh, dang it.
Right into the crotch.
Ow.
And I mean that with the deepest respect. Ooh. Most people would panic.
Yeah.
You? Mm. Grace under fire.
So sorry, sir.
Apologize like a pro.
I'm very, very sorry.
Brought napkins like a saint. I swear you made eye contact just long enough to fry my brain. But
wow.
Short enough to keep your job.
Oh, nice.
Now, full honesty, I was on a date. Full honesty.
Of course he was. Of course he was.
But I don't think that's going anywhere.
Okay.
She didn't even offer me a napkin.
Oh, dang it. Not like you.
She just laughed. Gave me the, well, sucks to be you. But you? No, you made sure I was okay.
So caring.
Yeah, yeah, you made me feel like a human.
Yes.
Even though my crotch was on fire and I was sitting in a pile of garlic butter.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
Ouch. So if you're reading this, and remember the guy who walked out smelling like the dumpster at an Olive Garden.
I don't think you can forget that.
But smiling like a dope.
Yeah.
I'd love to take you out sometime.
Nice.
On a date, maybe, where pasta stays on the plate.
Maybe.
Reply maybe. If you're curious. I'll be the one triple checking the table stability and wearing dark pants with crotch reinforcements.
Probably wise. Listen, that has the makings of a rom-com movie scene, doesn't it?
It does, a little bit.
A little bit.
Starring
like that could be
Jennifer
the...
Aniston.
Yes.
And... Vince Vaughn.
They were in a movie together and they broke up.
I know.
Maybe not that one.
All right. So whether you are, you know, looking for the person upstairs spitting
bars,
sick rhymes.
Hang on.
She walks in the building, leggings like a warning sign. Eyes straight ahead, she's always on my mind.
There it is.
Maybe.
There it is. Maybe. There Maybe. It is.
Straight fire.
That's right. Or you're looking for the server who dumped linguine on your lap.
Oopsie daisies.
Could be one thing and one thing only, and that is...
Craigslist missed connections.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. Ready for a stupid fact of the day, Kelly?
Why not?
So, yeah, we find some fascinating things in the internet. We just want to pass it along, right? Stupid facts. This kind of has nightmare fuel vibes.
Great. Let's talk about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
You've heard of them, right?
I've heard of them.
So, if approximately 1.2 million mosquitoes descended on you.
Oh my.
And bit you all at the same time.
Why are they doing that?
They drain you of all your blood.
Okay, great. How do I avoid that?
Like I said, nightmare fuel, right?
Is that a possibility of happening?
I don't know if that's a possibility of ever happening, but, you know, they take a percentage of blood each time, or, you know, a small little amount of your blood each time they suck.
They figured out how much blood one mosquito can draw out of you, and then they did some math?
Yes, 1.2 million.
Okay.
About 1.2 million of those suckers.
I'm going to stock up on repellent and try to.
If you see a cloud
of
mosquitoes starting to descend on you,
what are they attracted to? Like, other than my blood, is there a certain sense that they are attracted to? Like, yeah, if I wear like a certain perfume,
like, do we smell like an attractive mosquito that they want to get on?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, what really makes them zero in on you? Like, if they're flying around the backyard and they happen to glance over and see you sitting there, are they just, just see you and be like, oh, that looks like lunch?
They're attracted to certain humans more than others.
Okay, what are the qualities?
Body heat, odor.
Oh, what kind of odor, though?
I know.
Like body odor?
Maybe. The odor of the skin.
Oh.
Yeah. Odor from skin secretions.
Skin secretion? Like sweat?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're sweating and you're kind of hot because you've been sitting outside.
Not hot like attractive hot.
Right. Like temperature
I'd like to
hot.
Think, though, mosquitoes do.
Fly Ron said that's an attractive person.
You know what? Attractive person.
Also looks tasty.
I
think I'll land and
I'm
have
going
a little drinky
to
drink.
Do a little sucky sucky on them. Sounded weird.
A little sucky sucky. Coming from a mosquito, of course, if you're just tuning in, welcome, friends.
Sure. And the last mosquito fact
is
when the mosquito bites you, needs to clear room in the body. So he goes to the bathroom.
No. You're not telling me that he's sucking your blood and pooping on you at the same time. Is that what you're telling me?
Just evacuating.
Evacuating.
Just evacuating.
Yeah.
Because they got to have room for the blood that it's sucking.
I'm going to bathe myself in repellent to make sure none of that happens. Yeah. I don't want one.
Yeah.
Ever landing on me, let alone millions.
Right. I mean, you've heard the thing where flies, every time a fly lands on you, it poops, right?
Which is
just disgusting
but
to think about.
But typically they don't land on you.
So yeah, there you go. A little fact of the day. Nightmare fuel, friends.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep
1.2
well
million mosquitoes, if they land on you and bite you at the same time, they're going to drain you of your blood.
And poop and pee on you.
That's
great. So I can't wait for summer.
In summer! Feel good stories. Do them every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So, this family is looking for the mysterious hero that saved their 87-year-old father.
Oh.
Sabato Borelli in Montreal was out for a walk last Thursday, had a heart attack.
Oh,
and
gosh.
A random stranger saved his life, did CPR for 20 minutes. Until paramedics got there, called 911, vanished. Nobody knows their name, but his daughters are thankful.
A total stranger, someone saved him, basically stopped and gave him CPR compressions for 20 minutes, called 911, and stayed there with him until the ambulance arrived.
I want people to see he has set an example, and this person doesn't even know it, and I want them to know it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he ended up having a second heart attack at the hospital, but turned a corner.
Okay.
And now he's on the mend. That was his daughter and his former daughter-in-law who lost her 20-year-old daughter, his granddaughter, 3 years ago.
Oh, geez.
She wasn't able to be saved, but she says that they feel like their family's gotten a second chance because he was saved by this stranger, and they want to give this person the proper thank you and
you
tell
go.
Them what they did for them. You can see their full story, WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
JX, time for a Setty the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
It's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
I mean, you may have already seen this running around social media, but if you can manage to make it through the day without helping a bunch of prisoners escape when you work at the actual jail, you're doing okay.
It's like that scene from E.T. where he, like, frees all the frogs from the science class.
Yes!
Be free!
Yeah, so this maintenance worker, he was a maintenance worker. He worked in the jail, and he's now arrested.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Now he gets to hang out with everybody that he released.
I guess he's accused of helping the inmates get out of jail. He says that he was threatened by the inmates.
Mm.
However, the inmates, like, they escaped out of a hole behind a toilet. So, okay.
So that was a little bit of a Shawshank.
Little bit.
10 violent offenders don't make their way into a pod made for two and make good their escape through concrete, rebar, and barbed wire without there being some sort of inside assistance.
Yeah, yeah. So,
wait, they think maybe the maintenance worker has been
helped him
digging
or
like making
or,
the path for a while least, with them,
maybe not making the path or at least giving them the access.
Oh, okay.
Giving them the access.
I gotcha.
So, you know, hey, look, working at any sort of facility like that, that takes a lot of, I mean,
it can be difficult work.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
So
they're difficult clientele,
but you literally had just one job. It's just like, you know what? Just don't let them out.
Just clean. Just clean.
Do your job. Mind your business. Do your thing.
That's all you do.
Anyway.
You clean.
So again, set to the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without helping a bunch of prisoners escape when you work at the jail, you're doing okay.
Bless his heart, though. Maybe he thought he was helping.
Go fly. Be free.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. That's your set of the bar story on 99.7DJX. Got a few days to get your graduate into our website at WDJX.com. Little senior shout outs there. Dude Perfect, Kentucky Kingdom tickets to give away. A lot of kids and young adults there on our pages. WDJX.com, tap listen. Luis, you got Scott going, it looks like going to your alma mater, Purdue.
Nice.
Yes. Gracie, Alyssa, Haley, Lexi, Savannah. So yeah, add yours, WDJX.com. My daughter just went graduation shopping yesterday. Now, graduation from eighth grade.
Oh.
So it's like promotion from eighth grade to
going to high school.
High school. Yeah.
We called it crossover at our school. We crossed over from middle school to high school.
Yeah, this was, I think they call it promotion where she's going. But so it was I have dresses.
But she needs a special dress.
I don't like any of them.
Right. I need to get the right dress. It's
so,
a big moment.
So yeah, so my wife took her out and got her a nice little dress there and shoes and stuff, and yes, it looks good. Looks good.
Yes.
And so, yeah, so like today or tomorrow is their promotion.
And then you're going to have a high schooler in addition to college students.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I'm not even that old. So it's like,
no, you're a spring chicken.
Thank you, Kelly.
But I'm about to have a sophomore and an eighth grader.
You're not even that old.
I'm not even that old.
Yeah. So anyways, congrats to all the graduates and kids, young adults advancing to the next level. But
it's going way too fast. I need time to just slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah.
I remember just like sitting at night and with my son. We were just a little baby. The late night feedings, and now he's driving with this permit.
Yeah,
and I'm
you know, you see those things
out.
Floating around like Facebook and Instagram. Those little sayings that are like, you know, appreciate your now because there's a version of you 10 years from now that looks back on what you're doing now and wishes they could be there. So, you know, all that stuff.
Literally, and everyone tells you as soon as they hit high school, it is like lightning speed to graduation.
Yeah, well.
Lightning speed.
I've almost got college graduates. So that's kind of crazy,
and
too.
And then they're actual people.
Then they're actual people.
And
right?
then it's kind of almost like this job done. Done, you're done.
Yeah.
The parenting job.
Everything, all the parenting stuff.
Hopefully you did it okay. Because now you're going to see...
Sending
them
off into the world.
Or not. Yes.
You know, it's 99.7 EJX. Baby girl.
Baby girl.
It's 99.7 EJX. It's funny. Whenever that comes on, like, especially around the office, you just see people walking by going, baby girl.
That's the only part of that song I like.
I like the entire song.
It's not my favorite song, but I like that part.
Honestly, like, I thought after the whole Kendrick-Drake feud, Kendrick definitely had the upper hand. And for I was like, oh, we're not going to hear from Drake for a long time. And then he just, like, ignores everything and releases a hot banger for us.
So, wait, is there any mention of Kendrick in that?
No.
I haven't really paid attention to the lyrics. No, he's just...
No, he's...
Just moving on.
He's talking about baby girl. Baby girl.
He was given shout-outs a little like Hotline Bling, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much
so. Just like, this is my lane.
Yeah.
I'm going to shout out the ladies.
So yeah, it's Ben and Kelly. If you missed anything from the show, catch up podcast, WDJX.com. Missed Connections, it involved a sick beat.
It did. Like and lines like you'd hear in a Drake song.
That's right.
Like a Drake song.
Like a Drake song. So
she walks in the building, leggings like a warning sign, straight ahead. She's always on my mind. Shorty down below with the kitty and the cold stare, acting like she don't know I'm spitting bars in the air.
The
syncopation's a little off a little bit. We're still in the lab with that one, I think.
Also, taking the word of the person who just overhears this.
That is true.
So maybe she's omitting some key words, syllables that make it all flow.
It was hard to try to write it down quick and remember what he was saying.
Absolutely.
It was straight fire.
So yeah, little kid, drunk adult, stupid facts, all that stuff on the podcast. What else, Kelly?
Mm. Oh! It's just hit my brain.
Okay.
NFL.
Yeah.
Flag football. Olympics.
Yeah, we heard that flag football could become an Olympic sport.
And apparently they've officially voted that, okay, yes,
now
they can do that.
Is it taking the spot of the break dancing, which was one and done?
There might have been a hole there in the roster for a new sport, so they're rolling in. So it looks like one player from every team.
They're going to allow NFL players.
Yes.
Yeah, because they allow NBA players now to play for the United States team. Because
They have for a long time. I mean, Dream Team, long time ago.
Well, I was going to say, it used to be that it was
just amateur.
Yeah, it was. You had to be in college.
But now it becomes, okay, who's going to be picked for the team and all the things, but it's going to debut in Los Angeles 2028.
All right, great.
Sportsy sports.
There it is.
Sports.
You can catch up on that and much more on the website, WDJX.com. All right. I think that'll do it. Have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye then.